What the fuck is this song, Eagles?
We said Ice Cube. This is an Ice Cube. No, it's the furthest thing from Ice Cube.
I said ASAP Rocky.
I thought it was Freaks and Geeks. Welcome to the third edition of whatever the fuck podcast name this is.
We need to come up with a name.
Yeah.
Tweet us names.
Tweet us names. Yeah, tweet us names at Terry Tam, at PeasFPF, at GM Cole.
44. At Macho Man Randy Savage.
At Dave's Republic. And at Eagle FPF. Tweet us names of what you want this crazy podcast to be called. This is the third one. We might release this one.
I think I actually have a good name right now. How to get herpes in half an hour.
GM Colt 45. How about some down payment?
What, you have herpes?
No.
Anyway, my name is Terry.
Terry Tam.
So before we start, we need to go over our topics for the...
No, but we got to announce ourselves first.
That's it.
Okay, so I'm Terry Tam, your host, your lovely host, your beautiful host, the fat guy that thinks he's skinny. I got DDR.
I think you're beautiful inside, buddy.
I got D's to my left.
I don't... Just inside.
GM collect your ass.
GM collect your bitch ass to my right. And I got P's to my other right. And I got Eagle and Master Control. That's right, you fucks. All right.
What were we going to say the topics for?
We didn't outline them.
It doesn't really matter.
Trannies. Picking up random cigarettes off the floor.
Yep.
What else did we say?
The wide rule of Catan.
The wide rule of Catan.
And maybe football, because that's probably what we're here for.
And maybe some FPF.
Maybe.
We'll relate every topic. Like trannies in FPF.
And Darren's lack of hair.
Yep.
Yeah, what's up with that whole post about how we can't, like, there's a whole thing about women not being allowed to
live? Oh, that's dumb as shit.
That's just an idiot who went on the Flag Plus League.
Because I didn't read the whole thing. I was waiting for the podcast to clarify it.
Because honestly, like, when you think of Rob Campana, you think of Evil Commissioner. You're like, the dude's the nicest guy on Earth, like, and it's like, because of him, we can't have equal rights on Earth.
This has got to be our topic number one, because we're all primed to talk about it. Okay, first of all, if you're playing against... I don't know if it's a team of girls or
We got to talk about our sponsors first. Yeah, brought to you by Pease Beers.
Yep. That's P's why we're doing this.
Pease and D's Beers. For penises and dicks all over the place.
Beer will help them.
Drink your beer.
Okay. Anyways, yeah. So back to what I was saying. Our first topic is definitely going to be that post, because a team full of girls are having a female team in the league. I think that no matter what, we're going to differently approach the way we play this game. Who's going to cover a female the same way we're going
to
cover a guy?
I mean, I'm not going to be able to run around the
field. Okay, so
throwing elbows. No, throwing elbows, like being physical. I feel awkward.
I got a story, though. Like, we played against a team with Checkmate, and Duke was on our team. Deez, who's across the room from me right now.
Yeah.
He was covering a girl. And as the ball was coming toward her, he fucking clotheslined her.
Yeah.
Ball comes loose, and he celebrates after the play. Well, like, he didn't give a fuck.
To be fair.
But that's the way to play them.
He knocked her the fuck out.
No. But at the same time.
Damn, we talk about them as if they're another species.
I played against three or four different women, like different women on teams in this offseason, four different matches. And I'll be really honest with you, there's a couple of them that are better than most guys in our league.
Honestly, but when you talk about most guys, you talk about, like, your athletic ability.
Or anyone in this room, basically.
Well, I mean, speak for yourselves.
No, I'll speak for you, Terry. Entirely.
No, but yeah, you're right, though. They're
as the highest rated player in the room, I can say that we're all terrible.
It's disgusting.
Right?
It's such a hit to my ego.
And Jim's the guy we make fun of.
Yeah, exactly. Jim's the guy everyone makes fun of.
No, but the thing is that I think it just comes down to, like, if a chick's on the other side of the field, like, we're just generally bigger for the most part, and it's as much as a contact-free league. There's still contact, and there people still get hurt.
I get
hurt every game. I'm old as shit, and I feel it.
Honestly, exactly. I think the best way to put it is Carmine Pulice said it once to me on the sidelines. He said, "You've got contact, you've got flag, and you've got touched. But when the ball is in the air, football is football."
Yep.
And that's the best way to put it.
Yeah, bitch.
I don't know. I mean, a ref gave me shit during the tournament because he was like, you can't play that aggressively. I'm like, we're playing football. And he started laughing. But it's like that.
Was it Jose?
True. I don't know their names, man.
Jose, man. Not a fan.
huge fan. Put it out there. I love refs.
They're not going to listen.
I need as much help from refs as I can get.
No, there's a few refs that I really just can't stomach.
Let it be known
that that's Terry Tam speaking right
yep,
now.
Terry Tam.
Play for the usual suspects. Terry Tam if, yeah. What's my team name at the five? With the Bisharas?
Mysterious and Magical Men?
No, the five. With
Mysterious
Darren.
And Magical. Oh, wait, with who?
My Darren. Big Five team with Darren, Matt, and Eric Bishara.
Mysterious and Magical Men.
No, they're for sure making a name about Darren. No,
well,
it's Mysterious, Magical, Masmagen.
That's probably they put that to register, then they haven't thought of a name yet.
Yeah.
Hopefully, because Darren's on the team. They're not going to name it after Darren. Like
Darren Bazmorocco.
Bazmorocco is a good one. Anyway, that's my team. So Terry Tam. There's some refs that are good. Some refs are not. Like it's just, there's some players that are good. Some players are not.
Fair enough.
Some refs blow calls. Some refs don't.
Who wants to name their favorite refs?
Well, there's Leo, right? There's Leo.
Leo wins this debate all the time. Just
Leo wins this debate, but I think there's still a few referees that are close to Leo and don't get enough credit.
Yeah,
Stéphane like Beaupré is one
Which
of them.
Which one's Stéphane Beaupré?
Stéphane Beaupré is the one who also refs CFL. He's Olivier Bourdage's dad. He usually only does Div 1 and Div 2. So there's Stéphane Beaupré.
Oh, Stéphane, yeah, with the long hair, with the long white hair.
Yes.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Olivier or Olivia? Oh, actually, and is she hot?
Olivier.
I did not like Stéphane when I first started playing. He had a thing for the Vipers team that we had. He hated us.
Well, the Vipers were...
Very obnoxious.
Yes. Very obnoxious. They had Ara.
We had Ara and Narek.
There
together
you go.
Is not
so
good.
We digress. So definitely Stefan is up there.
Tom,
I think
Mr. Magoo.
Tom is another one who's a very, very underrated ref. I like Jason Tom's as well. Jason LeClaire is someone who needs
Jason,
a lot of respect.
I'm going to say something about Jason. He has gotten better like tenfold. When he was first in the league, he was blowing calls left, right, center, my dick, everything.
Probably not your dick, though.
Not my dick. Well, whatever, Jason, if you want to do it. I know Jason
He's a good-looking man.
Jason listens to the podcast, too. So like, but Jason is, like, he's become one of those good refs.
Yeah.
But
I saw him ref a game and babysit his three children at the same time.
Yes, like, that's right.
You have
that
an
too.
S like, tattooed on his chest. Like, that's a big deal.
Got an S on my
chest. I can't even pay attention to a child for longer than 38 seconds at a time. So the
with your undivided attention.
Yeah, I know. And I always have divided attention, GM. So, I mean... That was impressive.
A question.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to register a team with only babies in it?
Yep. Nothing rules about that.
You know what I like about that question?
I like seeing
He's dead serious.
Players who are, what's even better than that? I like seeing players who are coaches who bring in like when they need subs like midget players and like bantam players. That's fun to see.
It is because some of those kids are fucking crazy athletic.
Yeah.
You're going to say
they're ripped.
Were
like
you
us.
About to censor yourself for the first time?
What?
Yeah. You censored yourself because you're about to say they were ripped. You're about to say,
about
those
to
kids
say
they
were sexy.
They're ripped. They're sexy.
What do you mean ripped?
You're going to like talk like, I don't know, you're getting all weird about it. Tell me more about it. Tell me more.
They're just fucking weird. Good, man. Like a kid like Dylan, not Dylan.
You just
Derek, okay, the brothers, the Dawood brothers. Derek, Dylan, Dave.
Demetrius?
No. There's Dave, Derek, Dylan. Which is the blonde one?
Is that my beer glass?
Devin.
There's Devin is the rusher.
No.
Oh, okay. Devin, yeah. Devin Dawood. That kid was in midget when I played with him.
Mm-hmm. Was a midget or in midget?
Was in midget. He was playing midget football when I played with him last winter. The kid's a really good football player.
What was Min playing when we started with him?
Min was in CJEP. He was playing for...
when he first started.
When he first started with you guys. Because now he's playing for...
Now he's at Edmond Petit.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Momo? Momo
Nation? I
don't
know Min before.
Momo Nation?
Dylan, David, Derek, Devin. That's it. Very creative.
This conversation is boring me.
Yes, dude. Indeed.
Anyway.
Speaking of soup.
Speaking of trannies.
So which Dawood is most likely to be a tranny?
Which Dawood is most likely to be a tranny?
That's not a conversation.
I'm not going to answer that question. Because they brought their dad to the game one time. And that guy's a scary guy.
But like if one of them were to be, like in a wig,
I'm not answering
in a sexy outfit.
I'm not answering that question. The fact that I know three of the four.
I know them all. I play with them all. They're good guys.
Yeah, they're very good.
I'm just saying, imagining them as trannies.
Okay. What about DJ Poitier?
Probably not a tranny.
Okay.
Probably not. Poitier. Never checked, but I mean,
I would assume you would know if they were a tranny or not.
Where is this going?
I don't know, but we're nine minutes in and we really haven't covered any ground.
We were briefly talking about trying to bring sponsors into the league. And I was thinking we should
not do this conversation.
We should totally like I don't know get sponsor with something that has something to do with food. You know,
like the Fleshlight.
What I'm trying to think is if you bring a sponsor, right? Do they give you free stuff? Like
yeah,
we
should ask the TS community. TS, I mean transsexual community, for sponsorship.
Hey, we give them a huge rump tonight. So for the 8 people who listen.
Well, it's the LBGTV.
Like, we can only say a huge rump.
It's LBGTV.com community, right? The LBGT. Lesbian, bi, gay, trans, LBGTG. That's what it is.
Or just ask anyone that plays tennis.
I used to play
tennis. Yeah, what about Unix?
Now we know.
That's not how you spell Unix.
Unix never get enough coverage. Unix never gonna get enough coverage.
Yo, what's up with that like sled hockey Unix, sport, man? I saw on TV the other day.
It's tough to watch.
But are they? do they use their legs?
Nope.
That's no, why they really?
Yeah. Wait, what are we talking about?
Sled hockey. So I was under the impression that
they don't use their legs. They're on their knees.
No, but that's what I'm trying to get at. Are they just normal guys that decided to play hockey in sleds?
Like a hooker.
No.
Not, but I just,
no, not always. Not like, always.
Do you have to be handicapped to play a sport? Is that what I'm trying to get
at? Well, in the Special Olympics, yes.
No, I'm just saying like in general.
No, in general, anyone can have
a sled. You can play the sport if you want, DD, but you're mentally handicapped. Not
I'm telling you not. I'm telling you not. If they can put sledge hockey on TV, they got to start putting a flag.
Yeah, I mean, flag. I mean, we had imagine, I'm gonna act like I'm gangster. Yo, imagine, like we, like Flag Plus becomes like this huge league, and we become like dodgeball popular.
That'd be awesome.
Like, wait, what do you mean dodgeball? Like the movie dodgeball.
Okay, because like dodgeball's not
or basketball.
Anywhere. Like not not even in
no
Asia.
No something more popular than that. Thank you. Please.
You can't handle the balls. You can dodge a wrench. You can dodge a ball. You
know all of those things are true.
My favorite dodgeball reference was a couple of springs ago when. The
fan kip?
Average Joes were in the finals against the Incredibles, and my favorite reference was that Dodgeball and the Incredibles came out at the same time in the box office.
Oh yeah,
and Dodgeball was higher grossing than the Incredibles, and guess who won?
Average Joes. Motherfucker!
Boom!
Wasn't there a scene where he's like nailing a pizza? He's like this like jerking off with a pizza slice.
Yeah, that's American. That's Dodgeball. He stuffs a pizza down his pants. It's Ben Stiller. He does it. Because he couldn't eat the pizza, so he wanted to enjoy it, so he stuffed down his pants so he can fuck it.
Makes sense.
But I heard that's what people do when they can't consume calories. They find other ways to consume it with their body.
Anyway, it's break time. When we come back, maybe we'll have some more organization. Probably not.
Dude, you're ruining this with all your horrendous Euro trash.
I like it. Makes me remember what it was like once upon a time
to be in high school. We'll have Lance.
Welcome, and we're back. It's Terry Tam's cue right there, and we're back to the shitty podcast that we would call. Let's call it the shitty podcast.
Nah, we gotta give it a good name.
Okay, like what? VG's Happy Podcast. VG's Happy Hour.
Double Man Rocket Time.
not bad. But like, there's gotta be a distinctive characteristic about us four or five people here.
Lemon Meringue? Question mark.
Darren is Bald Podcast.
I mean, I'm down for some shit up Lemon Meringue.
The Armenian Experience Podcast.
There's no Armenians here.
But Darren is always around.
When one of us loses our hair, we'll be honorary.
What is this music and where is my A$AP Rocky?
Yeah, where is my Childish Gambino?
And where is
bitch?
my
DMX? Childhood in general?
I saw an interview with DMX, man. Okay. Here's another crazy thing. I just want to say, I was researching the Illuminati the whole night last night.
Oh, so did I.
Okay, and then check this out. Okay, as I was researching, a random ass phone call came in. No one on the line.
It was me. I'm sorry.
I stopped researching.
Really?
Yeah. I'm serious.
I drunk dialed you.
Like it happened sometimes. It was the perfect situation.
Yeah, that's actually kind of scary though. Now that you think about it, but I would still continue researching until I see somebody. I'm so sore.
Anyway, so DMX believes in the Illuminati, but I mean, the guy's always getting arrested.
Believes in crack,
dude. The guy's always getting arrested for nothing.
Crack doesn't exist. We all know
like
that.
Nothing.
Crack's an illusion.
At one point, he's like, when I moved to Arizona, I knew this was God's country, but then I met the devil, the cops. But like that's
not
everywhere
crack?
You go, no?
That's everywhere, exactly.
Because there's only cops in Arizona.
No, but DMX actually went crazy. Worse than Dave Chappelle went crazy, dude.
Dave Chappelle went crazy. Like a whole bunch of philanthropic work, right?
No,
does that make him crazy?
No, he just went to Africa. No, but this is what happened to Dave Chappelle. He was
he didn't do philanthropic work. He just went to Africa.
He's not hang out.
He's not a philanthropist. He's a full on rapist.
No, but it was but there was a lot of racial.
Those are
stuff
some heavy accusations.
Yeah,
like with Dave Chappelle, there's a lot of stuff that was.
If we're talking about crazy, though. Crazy is Jose Canseco right now.
Yo, but he, I heard he wants to be the coach of Texas.
Look up some of his tweets, Eagle.
Jose Canseco is the best.
Jose Canseco is pretty good, but like Darren Sheik ruins him though. Like he actually makes fun of. There's like four people that he rips: Ultimate Warrior.
No, but Jose Canseco is serious, dude. He's talking about like. But he talks about like his muscles in comparison to global warming.
No, but recently he said he wants to be the coach at Texas.
Texas Rangers?
About it. No, the college football.
Texas Longhorns?
He has like a Terry Tam view of himself.
He never played football, though.
Irrelevant.
I read his book, Juice.
Dude, Mac Brown's. Look at what Mac Brown did. Doesn't matter. The way I see it.
Anyway,
is,
whatever.
The way I see it is a fan.
So, like I was saying, Dave Chappelle, he went crazy. He was on stage and he just like stopped. Like, he didn't do his comedy skit and he just sat there and read a book.
Oh, no. Wasn't it because someone was like filming or taking pictures of him or something and he didn't want that to go down? So, he just stopped until they stopped and they did.
Well, he just, he sat there and he read a book. Yeah, I guess that's what you're
Yeah, it's because he refused because he asked people not to film during his skit.
Yeah, but there's other things, not just that.
Well, like, that probably hit him like that. That was the last straw kind of
though,
thing.
Apparently, the last straw was that he was supposed to be in a show. And they basically, the production studio told me, like, they basically all sat him down and like, we need you to recast this character and in a play because we need someone in that cast that's white. So they're basically telling him to get rid to like personally go and tell that person that they're not going to be in his show because they're black, you know. So he kind of lost.
Well, that sucks.
Dave Chappelle's show was awesome. Is, none of us really know what happened to Dave Chappelle.
Well, I heard this on the
Joe Rogan. This entire podcast is basically us talking about things we have little to no knowledge of.
Well, I heard that story from the Joe Rogan podcast.
That's a great podcast.
Who was talking to?
It's a great podcast.
No, Eagle. That's Eddie Murphy.
It was either Fitzsimmons, the comedian, or but he was saying he was on that tour with Dave Chappelle when he went crazy. He didn't see him because he had left that day, but he like that's the story that was going around on the tour. So I don't know. It's all speculation. Well, the only person that knows is Dave Chappelle, I guess, and his therapist. He's full on rapist.
So I'm a little bit excited about Division 6. Am I allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, whatever.
Fuck
do
it.
What
you want.
Okay. I'm a little excited about it because there's not that many teams. It's a little bit easier to cover, I think. Because I think covering 36 teams, whoo.
I've done 50.
I've done 52. Whoop.
We did 50 last year.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't do much.
So I think like...
Well, you did the right... I mean, I did, but you did the writing. Writing is a lot harder than...
No, but the season before, I did 50 in Div 5. And 46
he doesn't
in
need to
Div
know. He's gotta big enough ego.
4.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this?
I did 96, actually.
No, you didn't. Shut up.
For the FBF community, who is the, like? Let's rank like best. We did. I want to say something.
Could you get out a sentence
on the
what a tight day
on the podcast that we just did for the league?
Yeah.
I mentioned GM of the Year award, and then you guys all said, "Oh, Terry didn't read the prep," or "Oh, we're gonna talk about that later." We didn't even mention it after.
That's a good point. So what kind of screwed
what
you,
dude? What is it? What is GM of the Year? You guys were actually,
working. It's a couple of scenes we've been talking about getting that award.
Yeah, because really good you're going to try and give it to yourselves.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea, though.
Absolutely.
You're not going to consider anyone else but yourself that award.
But how is it GM of the Year? In what sense? Like, do you give it to someone who wins a championship? Like,
no,
how do you
absolutely
quantify,
not. No.
How do you quantify that?
It's a bit easier with having a salary cap now. Because then that way, if someone's able to win a championship and based on the salary cap that he started with, like if you're able to fit in a championship.
It's like Coach of the Year. It's not always necessarily the guy who... Like, if you have a great team to begin with, it's not as impressive as, like,
so
you win 8 games with, like, a very mediocre squad.
Is it going to be
or
like...
Or the other alternative is having a championship team in Div 2 through 6, but, like, seeing how far you are from the cap, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably, like, going to be in the NBA where if you win the GM of the Year or the Coach of the Year, you get fired next year. That's sadly what happens in the NBA all the
Except
time.
Except we can't fire ourselves in the FBF.
Well, because... Honestly speaking, the captain is usually the weakest player on the team, so you could probably fire them, but you don't want to because they organize and take care of the money.
Yeah, they do the dirty work no one else wants to do. As all of us in this room, except I think Terry. Terry, have you ever been captain of a team?
No. I was supposed to be this year, but didn't go through because I couldn't find out guys.
Yeah, so like, I mean, anyone who's done it before knows it's an annoying
experience. Well, I know what, I've captained like other leagues, but not this league.
What league? Let's go.
Soccer.
You clearly want to talk about how good you are at soccer.
I'm actually not bad.
What position do you play?
I play goalie and striker.
I did not. I totally knew you were a
better
goalie.
Wait, so the two positions that couldn't be the furthest apart from each other, basically.
Well, when I was younger, I was a striker, and then when I started getting older, I was slower, so I went goalie, and I'm pretty good. I'm a better goalie than.
Don't they put the fat girl in nets
all the time? Yeah. Even when men's leagues,
they always have the fat guy in nets. That's why I went in.
Yeah, but like, you never get to pay for anything.
Slower means fat. You didn't realize that. So yeah.
So we're getting a studio this year.
I know, it's fucking crazy, man. Like, that's why I was asking how much it costs, so maybe we can like do our own podcast there.
We should definitely do more planning if we're going to pay for
exactly,
this.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's not worth it? Okay.
I think Eags has a rivalry with Uncle Mike.
He also has an inferiority complex.
Who the fuck is Uncle Mike? Oh, Uncle Mike's show.
Yeah.
He's doing the podcast?
Yeah.
But that's where they film his podcast? But he does it from his basement. I've seen the pictures.
That's the one. Is this studio there? Is this studio also where they do
soundproof?
Not really, but soundproof's irrelevant because we're not recording a band.
In favor of it, yeah.
Like you don't have to worry about drums and acoustics.
What the fuck? That's ridiculous. So you're not gonna be there anymore, Peace. Eagle. You're still gonna be there.
When we get to the studio,
what are you gonna be doing there then? You're producing. What's he gonna be doing? He's knob turning. Okay, that makes sense. All right.
So that my only request are if we're gonna do it at the studio, we need to bring this sweet ass white couch with us.
I know this couch is porno. This couch is porno.
The one that Paulo's still paying monthly for.
I paid it off.
Peace. Yeah. How many girls have you banged on this couch?
I don't want to talk about this on this podcast.
Okay. Like half of one.
You don't want to talk about it because
we fell off the couch.
Is that what counts as a half for you?
Do you not want to talk about it because it's too many or too few?
It's just not.
Okay, before we take a VG break.
I gotta be more careful these days. What? That wasn't the couch.
Okay, that wasn't the couch. Okay, we'll be back in about 45 seconds.
Oh, you're terrible at this.
You're so bad. How did you ever host a radio show?
We better have some ASAP Rocky when
Terry
we come back.
Actually,
we're going to eat some broccoli and we'll be right back.
There's like four Greek people.
Mike FM?
And welcome back to the Darren is Bald podcast. Or whatever we want to call it today.
So I say we live cast at a strip club.
Yeah, it's from the Childish Gambino from the new album. It's fucking sick.
But yeah, I say we started live streaming this podcast at different locale and try to get sponsored.
Live streaming this podcast, if we had a video feed, would just basically be us sitting around. I'm on my phone on Reddit right now. Eagle's bobbing his head to something, also probably on Reddit. Peas is going to get beer for the rest of us.
And I'm fiddling my
gotta
my
love
good
Peas,
goods.
Eh? Getting his beer. And yeah. Waiting for the pizza.
By the way, anyone who doesn't know, Peas de la Rizalis, an awesome microbrewer. So if you want to hit him up for some good
Peas beers, just send him a tweet on at PeasFPF. Or write him a message on the Flag Plus wall.
Indeed.
Peas de la Riz.
Send in your orders, except don't do it publicly because I don't pay taxes.
So I got to say, after playing both in the Dome and in the new field at Catalonia, I very much like the field. But what I have noticed is a lot of people that are this is what I noticed with both soccer and with football. Players that are short don't like the new field because I think it's because the turf is thicker,
what
I think.
The
so they feel low to the ground?
I know, because they always complain. Like, I think
because they take
like
more steps. They take
that's
more
it,
steps.
Eh? That's it. Because they feel like they're slower on it.
So what league are you talking about?
I'm slower.
Just a couple of guys
field.
I was talking to in a tournament.
Catalonia has redone their field.
They did?
Indoors. And not outdoors. It's in the Dome. It's just like a flat piece of concrete with a little bit of grass on it.
Like always.
They did the indoor?
Yes, they redid the indoor.
It's beautiful.
Oh, wow. Finally. It's the first time.
No craters.
Oh my god! It's the first time they've done it since they opened. Fuck.
And the lights have been redone too, so you're not blinded.
Oh, that's good.
Blinded by the light. So why don't we talk about like our experiences in FPF up until this point?
All right, cool. Who wants to go first?
So like, what experiences we've had? A lot of different experiences.
Like sexual,
random, anything. All right. Honestly, if someone has a sexual FPF experience,
well,
it
wasn't
be the
really
first
sexual,
to share it.
More as I broke a guy's ankle.
I broke my own ankle.
I broke my own ankle several times.
Peace was there when I broke my own
ankle.
Happened
was,
jumping over a bench next to me.
There was a guy. He played for the Vikings.
Good story, Terry. Tell more people.
He played for the Vikings.
Was his name
Matt Eagle
Castle?
Was saying and something was about stabbing a guy in the jugular, but he mistyped it and wrote juggalo, which made me think of someone with a bunch of makeup on their face.
So yeah. So he played for the. It was when the fight when we played at. Oh, you guys! I don't think you guys were there at that time. Is when you played at Laval des Arbres. I think GM.
That
was
the worst field ever.
That was the worst. If you want to talk about a shitty field.
What was wrong with that field?
There was end zone and then there was wall. So basically, if you were running, if you were running a fly, You're getting concussed.
Yeah, amazing. I never run flies.
I already find, like, you know, when and when we did the championship games, I was really worried about the us having benches on the sidelines, because like I know that they like we moved the benches over by the time we did the Div 3 games, we moved the benches from one side, you know, to like in between two fields. I was scared about that because like I like playing with you guys, with Checkmate, there's a lot of guys that make these diving catches out of bounds. Yeah. And all I saw in my head was some guy tripping over a bench.
Yeah.
And if any of you are just tuning in now, I'd like to welcome you to the only usable part of our podcast. Welcome.
Thank you. Trannies. Thank you, GM, for that. So that means we have to go another half hour then.
At least. We still have pizza, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's true. We're still waiting for the pizza. Another one. Let me finish my story about the breaking ankle.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Jesus Christ. Thanks forever.
So my story was 3 seconds. I was playing for the Vipers. For me.
The guy was playing for the Vikings, and he's kind of twirling around like a pansy boy. And then he turns
name
into
the
me.
Vikings roster of that year because we have new Vikings.
Now. Oh, it's different. It's different Vikings.
So name it.
I don't know their names. They don't play in the league anymore. Anyway, so the guy turns into me. We both fall to the ground. His ankle turns, pops out of place completely. I look at it. Awesome. I get up. I ran out of the field. I turn around. The entire team's coming after me. Full out brawl.
Yeah, like, really. Like anybody
full
touch
out
you.
Brawl. Both teams. In the I don't know, you guys wouldn't know, but there's stairs that go up and stairs that go down. Up, down, full out brawl. It was intense.
So, like, if you ever want to know how to work for the media at FPF,
break someone's ankle your first season.
I get chased.
And then run, like a constipated wiener dog.
I played like 10 seasons and I haven't gone ever thrown out of the game.
Has anyone here been thrown out of a game? No.
Eh? No.
I have one OC and one UR in 8 seasons.
I have two OCs, two URs.
I have one OC. No URs.
I think I have one OC and a fuck ton of penalties.
Yeah, Duke holds the record on holding penalties.
The thing that I do that's illegal and I do it every game is when guys run by me, I pull off their flags all the time.
Yeah, I was touching. Yeah, I touched the dicks.
So I have a question, just like random out of nowhere question, because I saw it in a filmed game of the week.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a rule that can be exploited. So hypothetical last play of the half.
Yeah.
Sure. So you have a halfback that's there to throw it, like to air it out, basically. So the QB has the ball. The rusher comes in. The QB dumps
it
to the halfback.
Yeah, he tosses it at him. Yeah.
So, but while the rusher is rushing the QB, he deflags the QB, and then the halfback has the ball ready to throw it. Throws it back to the QB. The QB now has lots of time to either run or throw.
He has to be touched.
All he has to do is be touched. Why?
Yeah, because
he was deflagged without having the ball. Why does he only have to be touched?
You keep asking these questions, the Illuminati's
really
going to come after you.
And I'm waiting for my props. Right? Good job. And that's a really good question, and that's a really good rule, man. That's GM. Rule committee. Who's on the rule committee?
GM
is on the rule committee.
I'm not actually.
Actually, you're not.
He's on the discipline committee.
Because, yeah, I'm on disciplinary.
Which I want to be a part of, by the way.
Sure, no problem.
Thanks.
I would exploit the rule committee.
What if you do this?
Who's on the rule committee? Are you guys on the rule?
Nope. I'm not allowed.
Alex Gertain's in it.
Alex Gertain? He's a good guy.
Really?
What if FK19, VG, and Gertain.
What if we expand? Don Shepard is also on there.
What if we expand on this rule that you're talking about? Okay. And okay, like you got two guys, right? You got the running back and you got quarterback. What if one guy's hiding a football behind his back?
Oh, like the first
and
baseman?
Like yeah, and like you air out two
like
footballs.
Angels in the Outfield type.
That's, yeah, exactly. About that one. Yeah,
GM's
like,
favorite movie of
no,
all
it's
time.
Not Angels
yes,
in the Outfield.
Joseph.
Hey, how about this? It's not Angels in the Outfield. You dicks. It's Rookie of the Year.
Oh, it is Rookie of the Year.
Fuck, man, you guys gotta know your baseball movies.
I thought it was the other one.
No, but I do love Angels in the Outfield.
Actually,
the girl that was when he does the thing.
How I was seeing a girl that was obsessed with that movie, and I was like. But I'm a guy, and I think it's a shitty movie. Like, how?
Remember when they sing the national anthem, and he's like, Jose, can you see?
It's about a Spanish guy.
The song's about a Spanish guy. I knew it.
Oh, racism.
There's a lot of, like, Matthew McConaughey's in that movie. Tony Danza's in that movie. Christopher Lloyd. Joseph
Great
Gordon-Levitt.
Loaded.
That movie's
Donald Glover's
Donald Glover.
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover.
Donald Glover, Glover is Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
Juan on Juan.
So DDR hasn't told us his FPF experience like a story.
Like, I don't know. Like, I don't really have any crazy stories.
It's because you're absolutely useless in this league.
That's what's up, man.
That's pretty much
you
what,
gotta,
it is.
You just,
what it comes
you
down
gotta,
to.
You got to be in the shadows, man. I got
a DDR moment.
Tell me.
Other than, you know, destroying a woman that he was covering.
That's a good moment.
The ball was thrown in his direction. He makes like a blind jump at the ball.
I make a blind jump.
It bounces off his head. And then as I go to congratulate him, because it's a fourth down stop, as I go to congratulate him, he shoves me. He says, get the fuck out of my way. Pizza's here.
Yeah, okay, well,
so money, I have a story then in the meantime.
Yeah, sure.
Not in FPF, though. It was actually in an outdoor touch league. You know it's an outdoor touch league and not FPF because of the fact that I was playing with Kevin Wyeth. So that right there tells you it's not FPF.
You don't play for the finest?
No, I don't play for the finest. On the subject, as you said, of passes, I once... Yes, his balls are very hard, Eagle, just to mention. I once... It was lateral to me. I took a Kevin Wyeth lateral to the face. And it came in harder than any QB I've ever thrown with. Like any QB that's ever thrown with me, that pass came in like a bullet, and it hit me in the face, and I caught it for a lateral.
Because if there's one thing that GM is really good at, it's catching
balls. Taking
balls
to the face.
It's getting coming to face. Wow. Sorry, I'm like a couple of beers in right now.
Naturally. It's the only way to do this podcast. Really.
Like I thought it was going to be a little bit more clever in my head.
Nope.
It really wasn't.
You like stopped halfway.
No, I was thinking like
something
else. And
we hit the 30-minute mark, which means we can go eat our pizza now.
So, when we come back, more topics giraffe. Related to giraffes.
So,
dude, I should be running Vita in Adidas with some short shorts. B-O-O all over me. My green is where it's supposed to be.
Rap right there. Dosery.
This Asian dude.
That was us rapping. That was me and GM attempted rapping with Eagle in the back. Oh, I got pizza on me.
You're so sloppy. Are you a sloppy, sloppy person?
You know there's a known correlation between sloppy vaginas and saggy boobies?
I don't even know what that means. Well, you're telling me there's a correlation between both?
Yeah, apparently.
Like, you'd figure that when one starts to go, the other one would start to go, too.
Well, it's saggy tits and floppy mouth vaginas.
You think you're any better? You think your shit's just going to stay okay?
Yeah, I do, actually.
I don't think so.
I drink a lot
hey,
of
do
water.
Your dicks get bigger because of gravity?
It should. I mean, it only stretches out.
That's right? What I figure, right?
We got 11 minutes to talk.
I don't think it works like that. Eagle says yes on the growing penises.
We got 11 minutes to talk about the draft, boys. So we're doing Div 5 draft. GM says we should do Div 4.
I think himself. We should do every division. It's just that a lot of times what happens is the other writer's got to get off their ass, GM, and do it.
Yeah basically, it's and not GM post a Wednesday catering article, to everyone else.
And not post a Wednesday article on fucking Friday.
I'm gonna draft three kickers, and you can all go to hell.
You don't have kickers in our league, so I don't think you'll do very well.
Again, so we're doing a div five, right? For sure.
I
had brought up the idea that we do all divs, and you have a cap kind of thing, just to create the environment of a cap. Like
we know your idea is. We know that
we all said no, though.
We all said no.
Every single person.
You're trying to look for support. You're trying to explain. I know what you're doing. You're trying to explain it to the five people that are listening, and you want them to agree with you. But the point is, no one's going to agree with you.
I agree.
The only reason why I agreed with you is because I hate Paul.
Jim's agreeing because it's less work.
I hate peas.
But the reality is,
Jim's agreeing because he can adjust to his strengths.
Yeah, but the thing is, honestly, the reality is the reason we do it is to increase exposure.
Yeah.
And you're not doing it if you're taking the top guys
from
every division.
I get that, but there must be a way for us to include every division.
Yeah, we just do it for every division and stop being lazy.
So we have to draft every fucking division?
I'll do it.
That's going to be hard for Div 6,
though.
Div 1 will be boring. But
yeah, there's no point of even drafting Div 6. I think we need to agree Div 6
drafting. If we do divisions for multiple divisions, if we do draft for multiple divisions, it's three divisions, three, four, five.
Yeah, no, we can't go six divisions. Six fantasy leagues? I'm just saying. I know it's going to be easier to follow and peace. You know, you're talking about every different division. Paulo is the worst fantasy player I've ever come to know.
Simon Dagenet.
No. But it's not even that. It's because you don't follow up, man. You're a lazy fantasy player.
Yeah.
You're the kind of guy that's going to set your lineup for 12 weeks.
Ask anybody.
And not even change anything.
Ask anybody. I was boosting up my players, like, on the field.
What do you mean?
Like, the guys steroids. That drafted.
Like, injecting them on the sideline.
Oh, so you were going into the games and you were just boosting them.
I was going to the
them.
Games. Like, Avi, ask Avi, man. Avi and then, like, Kevin Gauthier. I was on these guys. Like, every time I see him, yo, I didn't even give him some points, man. I need some points. Like, we were part of the team. Even the guy, what's the guy's name from Shamrocks? Brandon.
Taylor.
Name? Brandon Taylor, exactly. He drafted him last. And that guy knew exactly where I was. He's like, yo, I'm going to get you a cash. I'm going to get you a touchdown, everything.
It's fun, though. I like that.
I had shout out to...
yeah, exactly. Eagle was fucking blasting.
Shout out to Alex Papich, because Papich was the only one who actually cared about getting me points.
Yo,
and he actually did the
that
most.
That kid is a really
good he's a baller.
Alex Holowak really tried to give me a lot of points. He had a rough season.
He had a shitty season.
He had a shitty season by his standards. But honestly, he felt bad. Like, he would text me. He's like, dude, I threw two picks today. Like, he was like, upset. That he let me down.
Asked Alex if he got drafted. Brain dead moment of my life. I'm talking to him like, did you get drafted? He's like, yeah, first overall. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, it's true.
When I didn't draft Gianfranco.
Are we going to do a...
By the way, it was just... good move. Eagle completely rigged the draft.
Yeah, he did.
He set it up so that way he knew that either he or I would get the first overall pick. Then he knew that I couldn't draft Fred Morissette.
Okay, I'm ready to announce how I'm going to do my...
Let's do it. How you doing?
Wait. Before that. Are we going to set up like a video draft again?
I say we do it at Uncle Mike's.
I think we should. I'm down, man.
We're paying that motherfucker anyway.
Who is Uncle Mike?
Uncle Mike is the guy.
Are you serious?
He has the Uncle Mike show, the Uncle Mike's podcast. It's a good show with Tony Tibet and those guys from the league. But he's going to be doing the
novel. And I'm asking who it is. I don't want to offend anybody. I'm really bad at with memory in general.
We talked about 10 minutes ago.
I don't think you've ever
met him. I have a terrible memory.
I don't think you've ever met him. He has his own podcast, and he's going to be hosting our podcast at his studio.
Okay, so going back to the draft, you said that you have a special equation that you want to tell us about.
No, there's no equation. It's just that because I won last year, so I have to pick I have to pick the order.
So there's no equation. You're just going to talk about how good you are at this.
I think I'm just going to pick the order.
Yeah. You can't do that. That's
He is a champion, so he does deserve something.
I can do it any way I want, no?
Well, no, that doesn't work for anything in life, man.
Everyone has to be
You can't just do everything the way you want it and expect it to be the way you want it, man. It's just not how life works.
Okay, how about this? It's going to go with the amount of Facebook friends you have.
That's just because you have like 1,200.
Yeah, but Terry, you have like 12,000 Facebook friends.
I defriend people on a monthly basis.
Yeah, I try to, man, but it doesn't work. I'm too attached. I'm a hoarder.
I'm not popular enough to defriend.
Okay, so we have to compete for it, Eagles.
So, Terry,
So give me your suggestions then.
Okay.
Like, what did we do last year? It was a
who can chug a beer the fastest?
Right? Who's what?
Who can chug a beer the fastest would be mine.
Well, what I was thinking is instead of having a paper board, what we do is we film it, okay? And then we add in graphics of who's getting picked instead of having some shitty paper board in the back.
We're not talking about the Duke. We're talking about how we're going to choose the
order. How are we going to choose the order? How about most FPF championships?
So this is where I tell Jim to go fuck himself.
Fuck you, man.
What are you getting angry about? You get second overall.
I won. Yeah, motherfucker.
So I get screwed because I didn't play in this before, so I get
Darren
the last pick.
Darren would win. That's right.
Darren has three.
Whoa, no. We got to do this random because I'm gonna get the last pick.
It's not random.
Who's in the draft though?
You have to choose a competition. It's like you do in the league.
Okay, it's us five.
What do you mean choose a competition?
It's us five.
Like you have to have a competition.
Maybe we'll get Brent this year. We'll get with Brent. Brent's
yeah, Brent will do it.
Brent will do it, and then
he doesn't know yet, but he'll do it. Simo has to be in there. We have a trophy named after him.
How many did we have last year? 8 or 9. We have.
I think we were 6 last year.
Wait. Okay. So no. What did you say? I pick. So I pick a division. I want to do my fantasy for. Right.
No, we're all doing for 5 because I'm writing 5, so I'm hosting.
Okay, we're all going to do for 5.
But if you want to do for 6, we can do for 6 also.
No, I'm saying we shouldn't do for 6. We don't even know who's playing and we don't know anything.
It'll be hard for 6.
But I'm saying for 5. Okay, so how does it work in terms of, let's say for me, I didn't play last year. Well, how will I know what my draft pick is going to be?
Well, the order, it's like the league. We pick the person who won.
They get that guaranteed spot.
Chooses how.
I love it.
That's it.
So how are we gonna do?
What we've been talking about for the past 5 minutes.
We're gonna do naked potato sack race. Could also.
This is the way it's gonna look at. Look, it's gonna be peas, me, peas, Terry Tam, GM, Eagle, Matt Dumont, Simon Dagenet, Justin Blanchard, Brent, and Duke.
I'm last, man. It's not cool.
That's not the order. That's just the guys that are in the
You guys confuse me with all
I'm
your rules.
I'm still going to put you last because you're freaking albino.
You guys, all your rules, man. It's nonstop.
Okay, so I'll figure out and I'll send it out this week. I'll do it this week.
Cool.
So after you won last year's draft, Terry, mm-hmm. How did you celebrate?
Did I have a good speech at the end of the year? Was it good? I remember.
No, it was pretty bad.
My first one was shitty. My second one was okay.
I think it was okay. Well, you I don't had, mind. I ripped on everyone.
Yeah, you were pretty good.
I like the rants because I ripped on everyone that like was in the draft.
You had a good one, I think.
Jim
was like the nicest guy ripping at everyone.
But he had the best one. He had one of the best ones by far.
I like it.
Yeah, it was good.
Justin was pretty good too. I like Justin's.
Simone
never won.
Do you expect him to win? Like, I don't expect Simone to even talk. What's his quarterback rating?
5.
Better than Mo Khan.
Oh, of course. I mean,
better than Jamal Gardner.
Jamal, man, my homeboy. Usual Suspects.
I tried playing quarterback this offseason, by the way.
And how'd that go?
Well, I did complete 10 passes, but I did have 2 interceptions.
There's always a drive in a pickup game where I'll play quarterback, and I'll have 3 incompletions and then just run one in because I can't make a completion, so I just run it in for touchdown.
But now I kind of understand. It's like when you miss that pass, all of your motivation, not even motivation, but I feel like you feel like you can't do it after.
GM is strange because when he's snapping the ball through his legs, he can snap it through a brick fucking wall. But when he's throwing it, he throws like an 8-year-old cousin who's like, she's the best girl guide of all time, but her arm is shit. That's GM's throwing motion.
I like that comparison between the snaps and
it's ridiculous, dude. Like when you're holding your ankles, you could throw a ball like it's nobody's business. It's ridiculous.
Yes, worse than Mokana, Eagle.
It's not even close.
I love those quarterbacks that take like the longest, the hardest wind up, and then like they'll just kind of throw the ball as hard as they can, and it'll just like kind of like float, like Mokana, basically.
You know what I like even more than that? Respect to him because he's a great quarterback and he does great things. But it's funny to see
GM Alex, being politically correct.
As seeing Alex Holowak pre-snap, he's got like T-Rex arms.
It's true,
and his like stance is like completely wided out. Yeah, like.
Hey, and it works for him though.
He's good.
What you're describing though, like it was Kevin Gauthier in his first season as quarterback. You see this guy who can bench press fucking a tractor. He looks like Superman, but he would like throw the ball and it looked like it was like women's beach volleyball.
He looks like
he ate Superman. Seriously, but like now he throws much better. But just to say, like his first season, like we just float around and flutter around. You see this super jack guy and like blah.
Anyway.
Very professional. Very professional.
We're pretty professional.
Too much pizza, too many hot dogs, so many problems.
I got 99 problems, but a pizza ain't one. Hit me. So yeah, we're almost done.
We are. So shall we measure our dicks together?
I already did in my head, and I have a bigger dick than all of you. Maybe not peas. GG.
Wow, so, look at that. We're all out of something to
why,
say.
I'm looking at this beer right now. Why did Rob bring us 3% beer? I think because he figured we'd get
Rob
out of hand.
Rob, he just does weird shit.
Rob has the least taste for beer on the planet, other than Eagle. Eagle, by the way, I think is still under the drinking age in most places on Earth.
You guys are terrible. You
there should be a drinking age and a drinking...
No, because Eagle's look. Fridge is usually stocked with Sapporo, so that's not too bad. But like this Molson 67, I don't even know what this is.
Sapporo is made by Labatt, right?
He says this every time.
Still better than this.
Know
it's made by Labatt. It's just here the distributors are Labatt.
No, it's made...
They make it here in like, the Labatt... The Sapporo that
in
you
Labatt
see here
facility, yeah.
is made by Labatt, but it's the
Sapporo
same.
Owns Labatt and Sleeman.
Yeah, but it's the same... It's the same freaking recipe.
Yo,
yeah.
But did you see the commercials? They got Asian people up in that stuff.
Sapporo's Japanese.
I mean, like, it's like you see dragons. Like, it's got to be good.
Yeah, I mean, ass dragons.
Dragon piss beer.
You gotta love dragon
piss. Ass dragons?
Ass dragons.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know what ass dragons are. Okay, so.
Ass dragons are the worst kind.
Worst kind of dragons. So that concludes episode one of Fuck Around Podcast, Darren's Ball
Isn't
Podcast.
Isn't it the third episode?
Yeah, but I think we're actually going to cut the first part of this podcast out and then publish it.
Well, we always do that, though. The first
this isn't being published at all. This is just for our entertainment.
Oh, the first segment is always our warm-up segment. It's kind of like Stephen Hawking in the voice box.
I don't get that one. I don't get it. Listen, to all the listeners out there, you got to eat more broccoli. I hate you coming out to the field all week and shit.
Good morning.
Eat more vitamin D.
Good morning, Beirut.